Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, August 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, August is recognized as Back-to-School Safety Month, and as our children are gearing up for another year of excitement, Wauchula Police Department asks you to please help them by doing your part. They prepared some tips to help you stay safe during this school year. Leave yourself extra drive time so you are prepared for decreased speeds in school zones. Make sure to stop for school buses. Make sure everyone in your vehicle is properly buckled up. Be aware of your surroundings, including other vehicles, pedestrians, bike riders, buses, and more. And always be patient. In case you missed it, the Polk County Sheriff's Office, undercover detectives, and partnering agencies conducted an undercover operation from July 27th through August 1st, 2021, during which detectives posed as juveniles on social media platforms, mobile apps, and online dating sites to investigate those who prey upon and travel to meet children for unlawful lewd activity. Detectives from the Auburndale Police Department, Orlando Police Department, Winter Haven Police Department, and Orange County Sheriff's Office participated in Operation Child Predator. Suspects communicated with and solicited who they thought were children between the ages of 13 and 14 for lewd acts. A suspect showed up to an undercover location in Polk County at separate times to meet who they thought were children to inappropriately batter them. Some of them transmitted suggestive images while grooming and solicited the children online, and they were appropriately charged for that as well. In all, detectives arrested 17 suspects who face a total of 49 felony and 2 misdemeanor charges, which include traveling to meet a minor for lewd acts, attempted lewd battery, use of a computer to seduce a child, unlawful use of a two-way communications device, and transmission of material harmful to a child. 6 suspects brought prophylactics, and 9 suspects have criminal histories, with 27 total previous felonies and 22 total previous misdemeanors. The youngest suspect arrested is 26 years old, and the 2 oldest suspects are 47 years old. They were all from the Central Florida area, except one suspect who was visiting from California. Your local events, 2 of them happening this Friday. Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their 2nd annual First Responder Appreciation Day show this Friday, and they invite you to join the show by calling in 863-773-WAUC. That's 863-773-9282, and express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders and much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us 24/7. Kicking off football season once again for Hardy County is the Wildcat Tailgate Party from 6 to 9 p.m. in Heritage Park. Stop by and enjoy performances from cheerleaders and the Blue Star Brigade. And what do you get when you cross 4 bases, 3 outs, 2 teams, and only 1 winner? It is the Guns and Hoses Softball Tournament coming up this Saturday. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on the Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School field. Tickets are only $5, and admission is free for children under 10 years of age. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in the area, G4S is looking for an inmate transport officer. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, a valid driver and Class D security licenses, and at least 2 years of law enforcement, military, police, or correctional officer experience. Wauchula State Bank is looking for a teller specialist. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, at least 6 months of cash handling or teller experience, and strong interpersonal and communication skills. And the Florida Department of Corrections is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are preferred. No experience is necessary. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you like. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 92, cloudy with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 3, moderate. Wind south at 7 miles an hour with gust up to 9. Humidity is extremely humid at 73%. The dew point 74. Cloud cover 94%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 4,600 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the late morning and afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 at a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA reports the Dominican Republic has now confirmed cases of African swine fever. National Pork Producers Council Chief Veterinarian Liz Wagstrom tells AgriMarketing.com the U.S. remains free of ASF and has significantly bolstered biosecurity to protect the U.S. swine herd since ASF broke out in China nearly 3 years ago. Wagstrom says these measures are particularly important now that ASF has been detected in the Western Hemisphere for the first time in roughly 40 years. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA is providing $67 million in competitive loans through the new AIRS Property Relending Program, which aims to help ag producers and landowners resolve AIRS land ownership and succession problems. Intermediary lenders, cooperatives, credit unions, and nonprofits can apply for loans up to $5 million at 1% interest once the Farm Service Agency opens the two-month sign-up window later this month. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa has his eyes on leveling the playing field for smaller livestock producers who have to compete with big companies that wield so much industry control. Speaking with AgriTalk, Grassley said, "We expect to make the case that for companies having 80% of the slaughter means the spot person can't market when they want." Grassley supports legislative action and says he's asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to look into the situation.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The COVID-19 pandemic made clear that the nation's ag system was not ready for the level of disruption that occurred. From policymakers to producers, it was made clear that something needs to be done to shore up the system before the next pandemic or major event can happen. The USDA says it is working on building a more resilient food system. USDA Deputy Undersecretary Mei Wu recently spoke to the agency's news service.
The next crisis might be another pandemic, or it could be something driven by our changing climate. So those are the types of things that we're trying to prepare for. That's what we want to prepare our food system for, is whatever it is. You know, our food system broke down and we are in the process of rebuilding it, but we don't want to rebuild it to the old system that we had. This is our chance to rebuild it into something new and better and stronger and healthier and more equitable.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently floated the idea of building small local and regional ag systems where small and medium-sized producers have a local market that accurately values their produce and animal production and can compete on a local and regional scale while not having prices dictated by large ag entities. Deputy Secretary Wu also says the USDA wants to hear from regional producers about value-added agriculture and new ag markets and how best to transform the food system.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. And I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks shook off a wobbly start and ended higher as traders wait another big set of company earnings reports. Investors were also closely monitoring the latest developments with COVID-19 and its potential impact on a still recovering economy amid the spread of the more contagious Delta variant. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. Healthcare and technology stocks led the gains. Activision Blizzard fell 3.5% after the head of Blizzard Entertainment said he would resign after the company was hit with a sexual harassment lawsuit. The Dow up 278 points to close at 35,116. The NASDAQ gained 80 points to 14,761. The S&P added 36 to 4,423. New York oil fell 70 cents, closing at $70.56 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, the Seattle Mariners put together a 5-run third and ended the Tampa Bay Rays 4-game winning streak 8-2, trimming Tampa Bay's lead in the American League East to 1 game over Boston. Jake Fraley hit a 2-run single during the third inning rally. Ty France came within a triple of hitting for the cycle, providing 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Home runs by 4 players powered the Baltimore Orioles to a 7-1 win over the New York Yankees. All 4 came against the losing pitcher, Andrew Heaney, who worked 6 innings in his Yankees debut. Jorge Lopez took a no-hitter into the 6th. Other American League winners were Cleveland and Texas. In the National League, winners included Miami, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, and San Francisco. This is SRN Sports. At the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, April Ross is the last defending medalist standing in the beach volleyball women's bracket. The American 2016 bronze medalist and partner Alex Kleinman ousted defending champion Laura Ludwig of Germany and advanced to the semifinals. Ross and Kleinman are the United States' last hopes for a beach volleyball medal in Tokyo. In the NFL, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is expected to miss 5 to 12 weeks because of a broken left foot. Coach Frank Reich says doctors found Wentz had broken the foot years ago, probably in high school, and that a piece of bone came loose when he hurt the foot last Thursday. For now, Indy plans to use Jacob Eason as the starter. And Buffalo general manager Brandon Bean says he's giving himself before the start of the regular season to negotiate a long-term extension with quarterback Josh Allen. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, money isn't everything, but it sure keeps you in touch with your children. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.